This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the alternative media. This is our Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 11th, 2018. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I was interrupted with the top of the hour break, but I was running down a story. We talked a little bit about it last week, Sarah Jong's anti-white tweets. Earlier in the week, conservative activist Candace Owens, who is a African-American activist, tweeted the exact same tweet, first substituting white for black. Yeah. She got some backlash, but Twitter didn't seem to care. Then she retweeted the exact same quote, and she changed white to Jewish. And guess what? She was immediately suspended from Twitter as a result. Then, so she baited them exactly perfectly. They fell for it. Then, supposedly, and I don't do Twitter. I don't do these things. More power to those that do, whatever. But, The Twitter backlash ensued, and she was reinstated. So she took it upon herself and exposed the blatant hypocrisy all on her own. And of course, that is where we find ourselves at today. Now, you may have heard this story, if this don't tell you the sad shape that we're in. Did you see the story where judge orders plane carrying deported mother and child turned around and blocks more deportations? In a federal courtroom in Washington on Thursday, a judge heard about something the Trump administration had just done that clearly angered him. The government, he learned, had deported an immigrant mother and daughter who are plaintiffs in the lawsuit the judge was hearing over asylum restrictions. So the judge did something highly unusual. Sam, let's play clip one now. Okay, we will. That clip doesn't want to play, so I will just read it to you. He demanded the administration turn the plane around, carrying the plaintiffs to Central America, and bring them back to the United States, and he ordered the government to stop removing plaintiffs in the case from the country who are seeking protection from gang and domestic violence. So here, the Trump administration is deporting these two. They're here illegally, obviously. And a judge orders so the plane had to land, let everyone off, and then fly back with these two in tow. And he also threatened to hold Jeff Sessions in contempt if this didn't go to suit the judge. The jurist did something else out of the ordinary. He stated that if the government did not comply, Attorney General Jefferson Sessions III, I didn't know that was his, he was the third, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirsten M. Nielsen, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service Director, Lee Francis Cisna, the Executive Office of Immigration Review, Director James McHenry, preferably accompanied by their attorney, shall be ordered to appear in court to show cause why they could not be held in contempt of court. So these are, these leftist cultural Marxists that have ascended to power in positions of judges that are so bewildered that the demographic destruction of this country may not go as quickly as they had planned because of resistance by Donald Trump to actually enforcing the law, actually enforcing the laws that are on the books. You can never say that enough to normies when they are when they are bewildered by what's going on and confused by why they see these things in the news. Actually, all of this, for the most part, is just following laws that's been in place for decades, but every sellout administration that came along refused to enforce the laws that were on the books because, as I talk every week about the recipe, they're following the recipe for the demographic destruction of America. And, all right, if we've got that clip, go ahead and play it, Sam.
We're going to begin tonight with a federal judge's striking move. Today from Washington, D.C., he threatened to hold the attorney general and other Trump administration officials in contempt for deporting a mother and her daughter against the judge's orders. And the judge said a plane should turn around. The case is part of an ongoing bitter battle over asylum claims. Jeff Pagaz explains.
In his written order, District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan scolded Attorney General Jeff Sessions and ordered the government to return Carmen and her daughter to the United States. Carmen is a pseudonym for the woman who, along with her daughter, was seeking asylum because of domestic abuse in El Salvador. The ACLU was arguing their case in court and believed the Trump administration had agreed to keep them in the U.S. until midnight tonight. Attorney Jennifer Chang Newell.
Carmen's husband actually routinely raped and stalked and threatened her with death and treated her like she was his property, even after they were living apart from each other. So that's the situation that she fled.
But in the middle of the hearing today, the ACLU found out that the mother and daughter had been flown from Texas back to El Salvador. Judge Sullivan called the deportation outrageous and questioned why someone seeking justice in U.S. court would be spirited away while her attorneys are arguing for justice for her. Sources say the government complied with the judge's order, and Carmen and her daughter never got off the plane in El Salvador. Instead, they were flown back to Houston. Earlier this year, the Justice Department made it more difficult for immigrants claiming to be victims of domestic or gang violence to get asylum.
People are not going to caravan or otherwise stampede our border. We need legality and integrity in our immigration system.
So, Jeff, what is the Justice Department reaction this evening to this?
Well, Jeff, officially, the Department of Justice is not commenting on this case, nor are they commenting on that judge's threat to hold the attorney general in contempt. Meanwhile, Carmen and her daughter will go back to an ICE facility in Dilley, Texas. Their legal fight will continue with their future here in the U.S. hanging in the balance. Jeff.
All right, Jeff Pagaz, thank you very much.
All right, there you go. There was the clip. I wanted to get that in because you can just see the extent they're willing to go to try to undermine. And it's amazing, Tom. I didn't know judges had this type of power over the presidential administration. But what have you? How about this headline right here? You don't get to see these too often. It certainly does not get any attention in the mainstream media. I believe I was at RT.com to get this story. You remember the big weapon sales that Donald Trump done with Saudi Arabia? And remember the picture of him over there holding on to that big weird orb? Not sure exactly what was taking place there. But here's the headline. Now, this is a country that we do business with, that we seem to have absolutely no criticism with. They can do whatever they want to. They're worthy of gigantic weapon sales, even though they have egregious laws in place with regards to women's rights and all type of rights that we supposedly care so much for, because you know we're such big great humanitarians and we wear the white hat going around the world just righting wrongs and saving babies and just the constant do-gooder for the world. They would have you believe, but here's the headline now. This is the country we do all that business with, and we sell all those weapons to, and we go over there and we hold on to their giant glowing orb. Saudi Arabia carries out rare crucifixion for murder and theft. Yeah, you heard that right. This past week, Saudi Arabia carried out a crucifixion for a death penalty case, and it may well have been justified. I'm just reporting it to you to get your opinions. But isn't it interesting? Nary a word that I could find in mainstream media anywhere. Saudi Arabia. Could you imagine if Iran was carrying out a crucifixion? Could you imagine? It would be breaking news. They would have it filmed. It would they would show it on the evening news for a week, like they do on NBC News. You know, they're about 3 days late, and then they show it for 5 days. It's crazy. But not a word in mainstream media in the West about Saudi Arabia. Why? Well, there's other countries could carry out crucifixions, and it'd be jolly J-OK, wouldn't it? If this was a country, if this was North Korea, we'd be sending out an armada. The United Nations Security Council would have to be convened. They would probably get the poop to come out and say, even the poop don't say nothing about this, does he? If he did, I don't. But he was. Didn't he just say that they've changed? Now they are opposed to the death penalty. Isn't that what the Pope just recently said? Whatever. I just had Bloomberg News did cover this story as well because I copied it from a couple of sources. But I just wanted to get that in. Saudi Arabia is carrying out crucifixions, and it seems like since we buy oil from them and everything's just A-OK right there. I mean, it's unbelievable. The blatant hypocrisy of the foreign policy of this government with regards to Israel, Saudi Arabia versus, you know, North Korea or Iran. And, you know, sanctions are considered an act of war. And we're putting these massive sanctions on Russia and Iran. And then we're supposed to sit back and act shocked when they hate on us for it. I mean, when all you do is go around and incite hatred, at some point in time you should expect blowback, and maybe that is maybe that's where they actually ultimately want to take this. For the rest of the broadcast, if you want to call in, talk about these topics, share news, feel free. 1-800-313-9443. I got some more news stories here that I can share with you. One, I don't quite understand all this, but I had to get this in. It's from the Jerusalem Post. 200-meter barrier is expected to be finished by end of the year. Well, that's no surprise, right? Israel building another wall? Well, I don't know. Maybe it is a little bit of a surprise on this wall, because guess what? 2 months into the construction of Israel's underwater barrier, they're building an underwater wall. The defense ministry has released the first pictures of the project meant to stave off Hamas infiltration into Israel by the sea. Yeah, they're building walls. Work, you know. I think it's not something that's up for debate. Walls work. That's why so many of your national politicians live in gated communities. Walls work. They want walls for you, no wall. Walls for them, no walls. For you, I mean, the fact that we're even having to have a struggling debate over whether we need a wall at our southern border after the election of Donald Trump, which, you know, that a lot of people, I know personally a lot of people that voted that didn't vote before, and they voted because of what Donald Trump was saying on immigration. It was his immigration stance. And then, you know, I'm not the biggest Donald Trump fan by a long shot, but he gets elected, and who is standing in his way from building wall? Really, Republicans. They've got a majority in both houses. The very party that Donald Trump ran on and wiped the floor with, what, 9 or 12, whatever it was, supposedly professional politicians like Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz, they stand in the way of completing a wall. Because, one, they're bought and paid for sellout traders, and two, they are part of the recipe that wants to continue the demographic destruction of America. Nothing else makes sense in my mind. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going to go to the phones. We got Jerry in Texas. Jerry, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Good morning. The state of Saudi Arabia, I come across an article, oh goodness, it's been probably 12, 18 months ago. I went back to find it, and guess what? It was on the Internet, and I couldn't find it. But it was a detailed deal describing what transpired with the U.S. under the Nixon administration in Saudi Arabia. And I don't know if you're old enough to remember the oil embargo in the 1970s, but different subject, but it was a farce if there ever was one. Had more oil than they knew what to do with and refined products. But anyway, Nixon sent a young man, and I'm trying to, I've got old-timer's disease, okay, or some-timer's disease. Don't remember the name, but he's a young man that went over as an emissary for Nixon to cut a deal to sell U.S. Treasury bonds to Saudi Arabia because we'd taken the monetary value off the precious metals, and all of a sudden the U.S. dollar had no backing. Well, according to this article, the Saudi Arabia is supposed to hold more of U.S. Treasury bonds than the next one, which is either Japan or China or was. But they bought them through these little nation states like Lithuania and Estonia in various places that did not give a good tracking to Saudi Arabia. That's, according to this article, that's one reason that we have such, you know, when I say that, I mean the United States, the powers that shouldn't be, have such a close relationship with Saudi Arabia. I cannot find the article. I should have printed it out, you know, should have, would have, could have, but I find that very interesting every time Saudi Arabia comes up with some kind of interesting incident.
Well, you know, isn't it interesting? Saudi Arabia is not a democracy. It's a monarchy. And we go around the world and we're so concerned with human right violations. You know, we don't want anybody oppressing the homosexuals. We don't want anybody oppressing the transgenders. We're so concerned with women's rights. But here, Saudi Arabia can actually carry out crucifixions, and you know, I didn't really look into what the crimes were. It's just, it's so. I mean, it's 2018. You think you wouldn't see a headline like that? No mention in the mainstream media. No criticism for darn sure. And this is a country that we choose to sell millions and millions of dollars of high tech weaponry. I mean, if you arm everybody in a region that's got all of these varying religious differences and are willing to carry out atrocities against one another, what do we expect to have happen there, you know?
Well, whether we want to admit it or not, this is what's so scary. They have got us in their back pocket. If what I read is true, they own us. If they have as many of the U.S. treasuries, you know, bonds, whatever they are, they own us.
Well, you know, I wonder too, Jerry, when they're pushing, you know, they went straight from homosexuality, transgenderism. When they get the military full of, like, that Antifa sissy fag brigade that was out there in Portland, Oregon, that looked like they couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper sack, you know, what kind of military are we going to have then when it's full of people from other countries and homosexuals, you know, which I know Trump's trying to eliminate a little bit of that, but as soon as he's gone, we'll be right back to it again.
Yeah, who's going to take his place? You know, here's the interesting.
Hold on for me, Jerry. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we got Steve O'Brien coming up. Hang on for me, Steve. 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Jerry, the break kind of broke your train of thought. Go ahead, we'll wrap it up and we'll move on to Steve O'Brien, whatever you'd like to add.
Okay, two quick points. This gentleman I was referring to was career Army. He put in enough time, he retired about 3 years ago because of the way that the military was being broken down with the sexual deviance, for lack of a better word. And I asked him point blank, I said, would you trust your back to some of these people that's coming in there, planes got up? He said, oh, no. He said, they dropped their weapons and run the other direction. He said, that's one of the main reasons I'm getting out.
Wow.
You know, and he'd been in 20, 25 years, something like that. And he was leaving, and he did. But it's interesting. All these homosexuals and transgender and what have you—they're crying their rights. But you go and look at the Quran and these Muslim countries, they'll behead you. They'll kill you in a New York second if you practice deviant sexual practices. You know, my wife asked me here a while back, what are these people going to do if the Muslims take over this country? They're going to be first in line to get beheaded.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, even in this area, you see more and more Muslims and you see more and more mosques. It's a it's really an amazing transformation that I didn't think I would see in my lifetime. Well, hey, thank you so much for the phone call, Jerry. I appreciate it.
You have a good weekend.
You too, sir. If you'd like to join in, 1-800-313-9443. Steve, how you doing today? What's on your mind, sir?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you got me on the crucifixion there. I saw that earlier on this week, too, and I thought it was rather strange. And I actually I looked into it a little bit, but of course you're not going to find too much. But allegedly this guy was crucified over at Mecca, and he was crucified after he was dead. First they killed him, then they crucified him. Now, what the story that I read said, that this, dead guy, well, when he was alive, went around and he shot up a house with a whole bunch of people in and then left that house, then went and shot up another house with people in it. But it was very vague as to the details and didn't even give the guy's name. I found that interesting as well. Because why wouldn't you be saying the person's name? And why are you just putting a... They put this dead body on a pole, on a cross, right, in the middle of Mecca. And that's to send a signal to who? To all the people there. Don't be like this, right? I mean, that's always what that signal has always meant. I just wonder if there was something bigger about that crucifixion, Farron, than was actually, no, is it connected to the Las Vegas massacre? You know, there's been a lot of strange stuff going on with the Saudis this last, you know, 12 months. That's my thought.
It is, I had no idea. I don't keep up with Saudi Arabia newspapers too much, really, never. And so I did not know that crucifixion, and you're right, I looked in a little deeper in the article. It doesn't say how they executed him. It says his body was placed in crucifixion after execution. So I don't know what they did to this guy. And but it's just shocking to see a headline like that. While I've got you, let me get your take 1 year after Charlottesville. You're probably like me when I knew that event was coming up, and I knew there was going to probably be a melee. It was nothing like what I expected. I mean, it was 1,000 times bigger and more violent than I really expected it would possibly be. But when you first saw the videos and kind of come to grips with what had happened last year in Charlottesville, what was your thoughts?
I was blindsided, just straight up. You know, I didn't see it coming. I didn't know Charlottesville was coming. That Saturday morning when I woke up and I heard what was going on your show, I didn't, you know, like, what the heck? And then I started, you know, looking at it and found the Tiki Torch March, and that was rather peaceful. And then, but man, after that, I feel like we've been in a different world. And I think it took about a day or so till I found my first Antifa podcast, and to listen to them have their own radio shows and talk about things in their opinion, then I can hear both sides. But it's strange, Farron. And I was thinking about that because this week I was listening to what they were talking about as opposed to what happened last weekend with the folks out in Portland, right, and the Proud Boys and the Patriot Prayer versus Antifa, and this time they're all upset, and oh my God, Antifa's pissed because the cops hit them. They hit them. They touched us. Oh my God. And I'm kind of like going, man, we should have done that at Charlottesville because, you know, in Charlottesville, that was the big setup, and they kind of pushed. I don't know. That's the music.
Hang on for me through the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. We'll be back in moments.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. I'm joined by Steve O'Brien. And Steve, while I got you, feel free to finish up or say anything else you'd like to about Charlottesville. But I want to also get your take on, as you're like me, you've been watching this and studying this for a long time, the deplatforming of Alex Jones all in one day, and this use of the internet to censor political speech. I mean, any surprise by that when the tip of the spear was took down, or what is your thoughts? And like I say, you feel free to finish up on Charlottesville. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, no, they're both fun subjects. Yeah, Alex Jones isn't losing any viewers, is he? You know, I don't know. So we'll see. You know, he's not off the air. You know, he just got more viewers. It's interesting. I couldn't hear Alex Jones, so I downloaded the app finally, installed it on my phone, and then one of my programs comes through and says, "Hey, this is a security exception. I don't like this." Right? It allows the application to be notified when you're actually first booted up, and says you shouldn't allow this to happen. I'm kind of like going, "Okay, goodbye, InfoWars app." the second time I've installed the app to try to listen to David Knight. I thought that was fascinating that Apple didn't take down David Knight, because David Knight is a lot more calm and collect and reserved with his words than all the rest of the InfoWars crew. But no, that was to be expected, I think. And, oh, okay, let me just finish up on the Charlotte thing, or not really the Charlotte thing. Maybe it is the Charlotte thing. Charlotte and Antifa, right? Antifa would started coming back in right before Trump came into office. And so we were watching these Antifa guys going up till Charlottesville. Then Antifa started getting even more emboldened. What I've noticed recently is it's kind of, we're jumping back to, I don't know, the Occupy movement. I noticed online that a lot of the people from the Occupy movements that I met during that time when I was covering the Occupy Austin stuff, they're now a part of the Occupy ICE and Occupy all these other movements, which are basically just Antifa stuff, right? So all this stuff is coming together, and they're doing the same thing, but this time they're violent when they take to the street. And I don't know what else to say.
Well, it has to be a coordinated effort. Like in Charlottesville, you could see in the videos the big, I mean, these were the big, nice, like Greyhound buses that had bussed these people in. And even in the case of the Jacob Goodwin case, DeAndre Harris admitted that some of the Antifa or Black Lives Matter, some of the opposition was passing out weapons. That's how he got the flashlight, or I think it was a big like police flashlight that he was wielding. So a lot of people, if they're not listening to broadcasts like this, if they're just getting their news off the television, they don't understand the fact that in Charlottesville, one side had a permit, was doing things, you know, through the proper process, and then the Black Lives Matter and Antifa is bussed there, and it's even said that some of the opposition, the Antifa, was wearing swastika shirts and this type of thing. So it's amazing to me how quick this whole thing has turned into a racial fist fight in the streets. Now, I know it's been going on a small scale, but now anytime these groups try to show up like they're doing tomorrow, and I'm one of the critics, I don't think anything good's going to come out of that event tomorrow for the white nationalists. I think they're going to be way outnumbered. If there's an agent provocateur, it could go south fast. I'm on this one. I just and I don't, Jason Kessler, whatever, I don't really have trust for him. That's just my gut, and I always go with my gut. So I don't think I would have wanted to attend this one personally, but because now they film everybody and they try to dox them. It is interesting times. And what's your thoughts on all that, Steve?
Well, I'll let you go in a second here, but yeah. First of all, the communications protocols that Antifa uses, that's what I was kind of talking about, the way Occupy used to move through the streets. Somebody's pre-telling them how to regroup, and so they know how to break apart when the cops break them apart and come back together. They try to keep themselves off of the camera so we can't get an understanding of their tactics, right? So they really do spend a lot of time telling people that are filming them, yes, don't go there, right? There's no point at this point. You know, if they have nobody to march against, then they have nobody to march against, because that's all it's about right now. And they've had a black eye now for about 3 weeks after they they took crap in a can and they put it all over Portland, Oregon, right? And then even the people that were with them were against them by the time they finished the little Occupy ICE Portland. Right, and nobody talked really a lot about that, but they left the whole place covered with poop. So, all of a sudden, the Portland cops are pissed off at them. Antifa is on the run right now. They have a big PR problem. They're going forward, and I feel like I'm doing a dang football game. They're going forward, you know, in Washington, D.C., and they're the underdog.
Yep. So, that's exactly right. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me for a while, Steve. And I enjoy your broadcast. You and Alan on Sunday mornings. Everyone tune in to that as well. We're going to go to Ted in Hawaii, and then we got Frank in North Carolina. Ted, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with the gentleman's comments on the Antifa and the Occupy movement. And I wanted to comment that the Occupy movement, we didn't know this much, but I was watching it, that they were connected with Greece with the communist students uprising over there in a group called November 17. And they're hardcore communists. They had November 17 signs all over New York City when Occupy over there started up. I just wanted to comment that our former president, Obama, he made his farewell visit. One of them was to Athens, Greece, where nobody could understand what he was doing. But I think it's pretty clear he was making connections with the communists over there to train students here and bring those tactics here, which they are doing now. And I believe that was the birth of Antifa. And I wanted to make a quick comment, too, about the Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know if you heard that that is now a recognized mental disorder. These people that can't bear to talk about President Trump or even hear his name. And it's a mental disorder now, and I believe your insurance will pay for counseling of people that go, the snowflakes and people that can't deal with it. But I found a common denominator of these people, and through the friends that I have or people I know here in Hawaii that have this syndrome that can't talk about Trump, I found their common denominator is they all have bad relationship with their father. And I think there's some deep, deep psychological thing happening here that all these people you see that are radical anti-Trump, They hate their father, and then he is a father figure. Actually, he's a good father to his kids, but, you know, George Washington was father of our country, we call him. But I think these people can't deal with a masculine image or any father authority figure, and that has something to do with it. So that's my two cents.
Well, hey, Ted, I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, the Trump derangement syndrome is interested. I'm glad they've kind of gave it a term since it's so wide, because it's so widespread, and it's probably going to just continue to become more and more insane. Hey, thank you so much. I'm going to move on, and we'll try to get everybody on. The calls are coming in here toward the end of the broadcast like usual. Frank in North Carolina, then we got Art Off the Grid coming up. Frank, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, I thought the last caller made some interesting points there. Interesting. Jason Kessler, who is the guy, the coordinator of this Charlottesville thing last year and again tomorrow in Lafayette Square, you know, he comes out of that. You know, his girlfriend basically said that, you know, she was a leftist, but she was not militantly leftist enough for Jason Kessler. And that's why they split up. And I'm like, wow, so this guy's now the leader. They put him out front for the, you know, the cause of, you know, conservatism and the right and all that. I don't know, you know, maybe he made a miraculous, you know, change conversion. I guess it's possible, but I don't take risk. I just don't, you know. I have to be fully behind somebody and trust them 100%. Before I'm going to follow them anywhere. And a lot of these guys, to be honest with you, I wouldn't follow them into a cornfield. I think the caller's right. I think a lot of these people that hate conservatism and hate men and all that, it's a father thing. They hate their fathers for whatever reason. Unfortunately, maybe their fathers were really bad people. Maybe they were really some sorry fathers. You know, and didn't do a very good job at being a father. And I think that probably does have something to do with it. So the other thing is, I heard on Ted and Austin, which is a 57-minute long show I listen to. I try and listen to it every day, and then on the weekends, reruns. But one of the guys, it's a father-son team, Ted and Austin. Austin's son. He said that he was listening to Alex Jones the other day. He was a guest on Michael Savage's show, and that basically he revealed that he had inside knowledge that Trump had basically thrown free speech and the alt-right media under the bus and told the people that were after him, you know, whatever you want to call it, the deep state, whatever, look, you know, you can take down Alex Jones, take down all these alt-right shows that are speaking out against the deep state, take them down. I don't give a crap about them. You know, just leave me alone. You know, he kind of did the same thing after the Parkland shooting, right? He said, take the damn guns, right? He said, to hell with due process. You know, that's America. You know, that's like that's constitutional stuff. We don't need that. And immediately, the state of Florida started going into action and doing what Trump said and took people's rights away.
Yeah.
So it goes back to Kevin Alpert Strom. America is dead. That's my prediction. I knew that. I knew that 10 years ago. Now, I said, just in case I'm wrong, I'm going to keep speaking out. And maybe I will, maybe I won't, even now. But America's gone. America's dead. I do not think America will come back. First of all, even the people on RBN, most of them can't handle the fact that it's the Jews. It's the Jewish mind. It's that Jewish mind. It's organized Jewry, but it's also the Jewish community. And if you don't believe me, go listen to Brother Nathaniel Kapner, Third Hour, I think it was Thursday night, on with Jeff Rentz, when Jeff would actually let him finish a complete sentence. He tells you all this. And anyway, you got other callers, man. Thank you. And don't forget Fetcho, Dennis Fetcho on Revolution Radio after the parent. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you know, it's interesting. If I had more time, I'd love to get the take from Frank. But you know, you tune in over there to Alex. I had to do it after this deplatform. And it's the Chi-Coms. These rants on the Chi-Coms on Hollywood. I mean, it's just people buy that. I guess. I mean, they buy his product. They listen religiously. They believe that's the truth. It's just. And some of the others, I mean, he tells a lot of good information, but then when he goes into that and the Nazis and the Nazi death cult and all, I mean, it's like some kind of bad, scary cartoon that somebody wrote or something. It's just totally unbelievable. Art, how you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, brother man, what do you know?
You've been listening to it. You've been listening to it.
Yeah, right. You know, having had a month to observe Antifa, it becomes apparent to me that they have done exactly what the authors of the Federalist Papers do. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, let me explain how this works. The Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers were a set of documents that were authored and published back early on in American history, shortly after the Constitution was ratified and such as this. Now, the Anti-Federalists sat down and they wrote a list. They wrote out, basically, they published an argument against federalism. And then they named it the Federalist Papers. Well, this is kind of like a reverse flip here, because they weren't arguing in favor of federalism, they were arguing against it. So the actual title of this publication should have been the Anti-Federalist Papers, but they didn't do that. They published them as the Federalist Papers, forcing the Federalists to publish their own documents and titled them the Anti-Federalist Papers. Now, if you look at Antifa, you can see the exact same thing. Antifa stands for anti-fascists, but these people are in actuality fascists. What better way to disguise yourself and hide yourself from an already incredibly ignorant population than to be one thing, call yourself something else, and these little mindless, well-trained monkeys will not be any the wiser. Does that make any sense?
Working on the mute here. Yeah, that makes sense, and that's a good point. And you know, when they show the pictures of this Antifa, when they arrest some of them, like they arrested some, I can't remember if it was Portland or if it was Berkeley, it was some that got arrested last week. I mean, I see why they wear the mask, because they're so incredibly ugly, some of them. But but if you saw the ones that was in Portland, they're against Joey Gibson, which I'm, you know, I have no dog in that fight, whatever. It was just amazing how it looked like such a band of just skinny, scroned up homosexuals that were just clueless, really. They were just there to make trouble. That's the attitude they had. Hold on for me, Art. We'll wrap it up on the other side. Then we'll get Michael in New York. We want to get him on, and we'll be toward the end of the show. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back on Alternative Media. You know, everyone says I should do some good news. Monsanto has just lost a court case and is got a $290 million judgment for failing to warn a dying groundskeeper that the product might Roundup might cause cancer. So, all right, Art, give me about a minute, and then we'll save three or four for Michael, and we'll wrap her up. Anything else you'd like to share? And I appreciate the phone call, sir.
Well, you know, it's just this topsy-turvy world we live in. Up, down, left is right, in is out, black is white. It truly has become, fascists pretending to be anti-fascists, you know, socialists pretending to be Democrats. It truly is an Orwellian world that we live in, and it's just getting worse. And I'm kind of beginning to wonder, when are we going to begin to transform from this Orwellian state that we see developing around us into something more along the line of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, where everyone is drugged, or if we're going to end up with a combination of the two? Anyway, thanks, Farron. Really enjoy you every Saturday, and keep it up, man. We're there with you. And y'all be safe out there. And hey, oneway.com, the newest alternative to corporate-owned, corporate-run social media. Check it out, oneway.com. Look me up, American Renegade. Hope to see you there.
Hey, thank you so much. Michael in New York, we've got about 3 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, good morning, Farron. Hey, Art, update. They're all drugged out, pal, and they're already alcoholed out. Just the pharmaceutical meds alone is everywhere. I mean, that is a major drug the populace is on. Then you got the, you know, quote-unquote illegal drugs, and then the booze everywhere. So they're already in that mode. And as far as Hollywood, you know, it is true. I mean, of course, the Zionists control it all, and they financed the commie red Chinese scumbags over there and built them up to be a major enemy. But, like, when you watch a major Hollywood movie, the last Mission Impossible, the last one, not the one just coming out, the one previous, the whole intro and everything's all Red China backing, production, everything. And so, you know, the tip of the spear is correct in that fashion, but, of course, the Zionists control all of that and them over there as well. But the big picture, gentlemen, and everybody listening is that, yes, you know, Frank's right. It's over. It really is over. Unfortunately, we got to embrace the fact that it's over, because corruption is so extensive. Not, you know, the treason and all that, sure, you know, and the Zionist Antichrist and their influence in our government and all that, sure. But it's the corruption factor that's the real killer. It's everywhere. It's extensive throughout everything. That's the killer. And the bottom line is, yeah, the Jews, okay, they're the Zionist-type Jews, not all Jews, the Zionist-type Jews, but most accurately, like I've always said, is the Antichrist. That's the enemy, Antichrist. And there's a much bigger picture of what's going to coming, and this republic is greater than the people in it, and there's going to be a major move that is beyond people's comprehension that's going to clean house everywhere. That's what everybody's got to get ready for, sir.
Thank you so much. We're out of time. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.